Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Chris Cahill at the bottom of the hour. Chris is a lifelong artist and a psychic teacher. We're going to talk about psychism and healing and psychism and creativity with Chris Cahill at the bottom of the hour. And get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team from all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you prefer to speak to a real live human being. 866-735-2470, or head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Chris Cahill at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk psychism and art and creativity with Chris Cahill. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, if we have calls. All right, so I want to continue talking about my personal favorite organ and its relationship to my second favorite organ, or second favorite system, I guess we'd say, and that's the digestive system. And indeed, the skin and the digestive system are two peas in a pod. There's a lot of relationships between the skin and digestive system that makes it somewhat logical to think that digestive health issues are going to affect the skin. In fact, you can read digestive health issues by reading the skin. If we speak skin, if we understand how the skin is put together, if we understand the relationship between skin issues and the digestive system, we can really do a lot of, we can actually assess digestive health by looking at the skin. We talked about eczema, we talked about dermatitis, we talked about psoriasis, we talked about dry skin, we haven't talked about acne yet, or rosacea, or for that matter, melasma, aka hyperpigmentation, but over the coming days, we will. The key to understanding all of these conditions is understanding the relationship between the digestive health from two angles, specifically intestinal health from two angles. What is getting into the bloodstream through the intestine that shouldn't be, and what is not getting into the bloodstream through the intestine that should. And all of these have to do with a condition called leaky gut or intestinal permeability syndrome. If you remember the triangle of disease, the 3 points of disease that underlie all health challenges, you know the first point on the triangle of disease is the intestine, the digestive system.
and specifically the intestine, via this condition called leaky gut. Once the gut becomes, and by the gut I mean the small intestine, once the gut becomes dysfunctional, once there's pathology, disease that occurs at the level of the small intestine, you're off to the disease races. And that's all disease. And there's no health condition that's not associated with a leaky gut. No chronic health condition that's not associated with leaky gut. And, of course, that involves the skin. Interestingly, while the skin is on the outside of the body, and obviously the most obvious part of the body, and the most visible, the most exposed organ, we still suffer culturally from a lack of understanding about how the skin works, about what the skin is from a structural perspective, from a metabolic, that is a biochemical perspective, in terms of how we take care of the skin. I got a call yesterday from one of my esthetician customers. She was saying that a lot of her patients felt like their skin was not being moisturized. I'm doing little air quotes here when I say moisturized. After they used topical products. And I had to explain to my esthetician, and I really wanted her to explain to her clients, that moisturization, this word moisturization, is a sneaky and misunderstood word. It's a misunderstood concept. You know, moisturizers are probably the best-selling topical products and the ones that people use the most. U.S. sales in 2021 of moisturizers are around $13 billion, and it's expected to increase by 10% a year up until 2025, when it's supposed to be something like $15 billion. $15 billion in moisturizers. And everybody has dry skin. Why are moisturizers so popular? Because the entire planet is suffering from this condition called dry skin. But what exactly is a moisturizer? Can anyone who's not a chemist really define this ubiquitous product? Moisture is, of course, water. So is a moisturizer a product that provides water? No, obviously not. In fact, you don't really want to leave water on your skin. If you were to keep your skin wet, maybe put your hand in a bucket of water for a few hours, you think the skin on your hand would be soft and hydrated and smooth? No, it would be wrinkly and pruny. And very likely it will be irritated and maybe even burnt. You could actually get a water burn by leaving your skin exposed to water. So what's up? What exactly is a moisturizer doing? Well, what we're doing when we put a moisturizer on is we're applying a concoction of grease and wax and silicone and some water and various chemicals, emulsifying agents and thickeners that keep the whole thing together in a uniform mass that we call a cream or a lotion. Technically, an emulsion. Emulsion is a blend of oil and water that's stuck together via something called an emulsifying agent. And we take this cream or lotion, we rub the stuff on our skin, and we feel the product that covers the surface of our skin, and we say it's moisturizing. How silly is this? We put a lotion or cream on our skin, and then we feel the lotion or cream that we just put on our skin, and we say we're moisturized. We're actually just feeling the wax, the oil, the silicone, and the other ingredients. And we're saying, oh, that feels nice. We think we've done something to our skin. No. All you're feeling is product. We haven't done anything to improve the hydration of the skin. We haven't done anything to improve the health of the skin. We haven't done anything to improve the condition of the skin, with a possible exception of sealing the surface so water doesn't evaporate out. This is a classic example of how we misunderstand the skin and how we misunderstand how we're supposed to take care of it. So is there nothing you could do to address skin concerns from a topical perspective? Are we condemned to just wasting our time and money with creams and lotions that do nothing to change the health and the function and the appearance of the skin in a real, lasting fashion? No, absolutely not. We're not condemned. There's a lot of things you could do topically. The most powerful thing you could do topically with products is put nutrition on the skin. That's why I formulated my Truth Treatments. To allow my patients to put nutrition on their skin. Topical vitamins, especially vitamin A and vitamin C. Certain fats like phospholipids and GLA. Phytonutrients, plant nutrients, and ionic plant-derived minerals. What do all these ingredients have in common? They will interact with the living cells. When you put a moisturizer on your skin, you're not interacting with the living cells. Your product is sitting on the surface of the skin. If you want to create changes in the body, you have to interact with the cells. And there's not a lot of things that do interact with the cells in a positive way. for the most part, they're the nutrients, the mighty 90 essential nutrients. And that's true inside the body as well as outside in terms of skincare. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Chris Cahill at the bottom of the hour about the art of being psychic. Specifically, we'll talk about identity and the importance of identity when it comes to transformation. Your call is also this segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. Continuing on with this idea of the skin and cells and nutrition as a topical healing modality. Using topical nutrition is the key to leveraging the power of topical skincare. We're leaving good skin health on the table. In fact, we're leaving health on the table in general by not understanding the power of nutrition inside the body as well as outside the body. The skin is an organ, like all other organs of the body. It's primarily nutriated through the blood. We eat a food, we swallow some supplements, they ultimately end up in the intestine where they cross over into the blood, and via the circulatory system they are transported to skin cells from the inside out. Yes, it's true. We can and we should apply nutrients topically to the skin and then to the skin cells using delivery systems. But most of the cell's nutrition of any organ, including the skin, is carried into the blood after it enters the circulation through the intestine. When we eat a food and it goes into our digestive tract, we chew the food, it goes down our esophagus, it goes into the stomach, it drops into the intestine, it does not become part of us until it crosses over into the bloodstream through the intestinal wall. And this juncture between the intestinal wall and the bloodstream, the intestine is kind of like a bridge between the inside of the tube, the digestive tube, and the inside of the body. Once it crosses over, it becomes part of the body. And that bridge, that link, that wall between the inside of the digestive tract, it's called the lumen, L-U-M-E-N, and the bloodstream, the circulatory system, is the linchpin. It's the key to good health or the lack thereof, and this is why the digestive tract is the first point on the triangle of disease. It is the beginning of all disease. It should be the beginning of all health, and it is the beginning of all health, but if we have a chronic illness, and 60% of Americans have one chronic illness or another after the age of 40, that is, that's a ridiculous statistic when you think about that right there. 40% have two. When you have a chronic degenerative disease of any kind, and by that I mean a disease that does not heal, it just gets worse, degenerates, you have almost by definition an intestinal health issue, which means that you're not going to get anywhere in reversing your diabetes, your autoimmune condition, your Parkinson's disease, your neurological problems, your cognitive issues, your dementias, whatever, cancers and heart disease, whatever, if you don't focus on this intestinal wall. When the intestine is not working as it should, illness inside and out, on the skin as well, are inevitable. Just like all health challenges inside the body are linked to this condition of a leaky gut, which I'll explain here in a sec. Same with psoriasis, same with dermatitis, same with eczema, same with acne, same with rosacea, same with melasma, same with all health issues inside or on the skin. And what's worse, when the intestine is not healthy, poisons get into the bloodstream. It's one thing to have malnutrition, malnourishment, because nutrients aren't getting in. And make no mistake about it, if you're dealing with ulcerative colitis or leaky gut or SIBO, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about SIBO here in the coming days, you're not getting your zinc. You're not getting your vitamin A. You're not getting your essential fatty acids. If you have a liver problem, if you have a gallbladder problem, if you have any health challenge, if you have a stomach issue, you're not getting your nutrients. You could take all the mighty 90 essential nutrients you want, but you're not going to maximize the benefits if you have a condition, a digestive condition, whether it's an intestinal condition or a pancreatic issue or liver or gallbladder or stomach issue. And even worse, once the cells that line the intestine become inflamed, once the intestine becomes inflamed, once the cells become pathological, toxins get into the bloodstream. And that just makes matters worse. So now you've got malnutrition and you've got toxicity. Can you see why there's not a single chronic health challenge that you can name, including those that affect the skin, that does not have a link to the intestine? And of all the myths and misunderstandings about the skin and how it shows up, how it appears, this misunderstanding about the relationship between intestinal health and skin health is responsible for more skin misery than anything else. We are oblivious to the connection between intestinal health and the health and look of the skin, because we're all focused on topical products. And we're led to believe that it's a topical issue by commercials, by marketing, by celebrities, by influencers, and unfortunately by dermatologists as well. So we've traced the journey of food from the mouth to the other end in a previous Brightside episode. Today I want to focus, and for the next few days, I want to focus on the health of the small intestine, which, as I said, I consider to be the organ that has the most impact on the rest of the body. And that's from two perspectives. Number one, the kind of nutrients that are getting through or not getting through. And number two, the kind of toxins that are getting into the bloodstream. Under normal, healthy circumstances, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, fatty acids are carefully vetted and allowed entrance into the bloodstream. The way nutrition gets into the bloodstream through the intestinal wall is incredibly complicated. The cells of the intestine literally will suck up nutrients and flip over and deliver them into the bloodstream. That's an amazing process that takes place, and there's a lot of energy that is required, intestinal energy. And one of the most important things you could do to support intestinal energy is to make sure you're using a nutrient called glutamine, which is maybe the most important nutritional supplement you could ever take for the intestine. I say maybe because there's other ones also. But glutamine provides energy for the cells of the intestine. They're called enterocytes. Entero means intestine, site means cell. And the enterocytes love glutamine. They use glutamine for energy, probably more than any other cell. Glutamine can be used for energy by other cells too, but I don't know of any other cell system that uses energy, that derives energy from glutamine more effectively than the enterocytes. This is why glutamine is such a wonderful nutrient for people who are dealing with intestinal health issues. Dietary glutamine's got amazing benefits for detoxification, for muscle building, for the immune system, but it is especially important for helping regulate the proteins of the enterocytes. When those enterocytes are not getting the energy that they need, they can't do their work as effectively. We don't get nutriated as effectively. And the two elements of nutrition, lack of nutrition, and toxicity via the intestine, via this condition called leaky gut, is the key to understanding health and chronic disease. This is what we're going to be talking about for the next few Bright Side episodes anyway. So focusing on the small intestine is made up of three parts. You've got a front section, you've got a middle section, and you've got an end section. The end section dumps into the large intestine. The large intestine is where most of the bacteria, you got bacteria in the small intestine, but most of the bacteria in the large intestine, you don't want to have a lot of bacteria in the small intestine because there's a lot of food in the small intestine, and the bacteria will proliferate in response to the kind of foods that the small intestine has. The small intestine is like a nutritional broth for bacteria. And this leads us to one of the most important causes of leaky gut, which is a condition called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO, which we will talk about on our next Bright Side episode. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Chris Cahill coming up next. We're going to talk about psychism and art, and specifically about transformation and identity. More on the Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also the glucagel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucagel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering glucagel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Two people are in critical condition after shots were fired at a community outreach event Friday night in Seattle. Police say at least two suspects are being sought. Former President Trump is mocking fellow Republican presidential candidate Will Hurd, who said Trump was only running for president to stay out of prison, unquote. Trump responded on social media calling Hurd a, quote, little-known failed former congressman. At least eight dogs have died while being transported to a canine training facility in Indiana. More than a dozen German shepherds were being driven from the Chicago O'Hare International Airport when the air conditioning unit stopped working. The National Weather Service says some relief is on the way for the Midwest and Northeast as a cold front pushes south from Canada. That will set the stage for thunderstorms and milder temperatures across the region into next week. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, along with the Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also get your longevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you'd like to do. Or you can, in addition to clicking on the Join the Team link, you can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. Or you can head to my blog, pharmacistben.com. or our news stories and videos and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the sites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can hit if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest tonight. Chris Cahill is a clairvoyant and a psychic and an artist as well. I've been reading her Substack now for about a month, and I'm very impressed. I was going to talk about art and psychism with Chris, but her latest blog post was really interesting to me. It's about identity and transformation, so maybe we could touch on that a little bit. Also talk about how you can use psychism for art and creativity. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Chris Cahill. Her website, chriscahill.com. That's K-R-I-S-C-A-H-I-L-L.com. Greetings, Chris.
Hello, Ben.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you on the Bright Side. I've been enjoying your blog for the last month or so, and I want to talk about generals. I'm kind of fascinated with psychism myself, but your last blog post came out a couple days ago, really got my attention, this idea about transformation and identity. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into, I mean, you're an artist I think you were an artist first, and then you got into, into being a psychic. Tell us a little bit about how that happened, and then if we could just jump into this idea of transformation and identity, that would be great.
Absolutely. So I'm a lifelong artist. I grew up in a very creative family. I was encouraged to be creative. And then I decided to go to art school and, you know, step into that path. But the other thing that I always was all along the way was really sensitive to other people's energy. And I was very responsible. I'm the oldest child. Tried to, like, heal everybody and, you know, fix things. And at a certain age, in my 30s, I realized, wait, this isn't working because I'm taking all this stuff on. Like, I was waking up to it. And meanwhile, the whole time I'd been, you know, making fashion and costumes and working in so many different ways as a creator and an artist. But I was getting more and more interested in the spirit. And until that point, I hadn't really been, you know, I hadn't really looked at it so much. But I started really wanting it. And so I started looking for a class. I kept walking around. I don't even know where I got this idea, but I started walking around saying, I need to learn how to ground myself. And I didn't know even what that meant. And maybe a psychic said it to me that I went to, said, you know, you should learn how to ground yourself. So I, just by doing that, I came across a class, and it was through one of my art shows. A woman who taught that information in my hometown, Chicago, wanted one of my paintings. And so she called me up and said, hey, I have this school. I have a psychic school. I said, what? There's a psychic school? I want to go there. I want to go check it out. So I did. I went in and I really liked the vibe. I loved the energy. It didn't feel weird or controlling or creepy to me. It felt like permission. And I took a 6-week meditation class that was really helpful. It was called Psychic Meditation. And from there, I jumped right into a year-long clairvoyant training. I was just all in. It just felt right.
What is psychic meditation?
Psychic meditation, and there's so many forms of meditation. And as you can imagine, meditation generally, like the way I see meditation in general is it's a way of having a communication within yourself. Like you really actually get to have more awareness about where you are in the moment and yourself. Psychic meditation is a specific form that goes into looking at the psychic anatomy a little bit, you know, the basics of it, and then working with specific tools too, like grounding, and then having your awareness of your own space, your aura, and being able to work from neutrality, and being able to start to move energy. Because a conscious psychic is someone who can move energy.
So you just said a whole bunch of things that need a little unpacking there. So first of all, you talk about grounding. So when I think of grounding, that's almost like the opposite of being psychic. No?
A lot of people have that picture, and that's not wrong. Just simply, there's so many different ways of being psychic, but the way that I work with it and the way that I prefer, and it's how I was trained, actually, and I'm so grateful for that, was to bring body and spirit together. So you're not leaving. I mean, it's so easy for everyone to leave. You understand this. Like, everyone gets it. It's harder to get in. And when you start having an awareness of energy consciously and you start having tools that you can work with, I mean, look at all the challenges we have to not be in our bodies or not be present. Mm. Nobody's wrong for that. It's just look at, it's not an easy life, generally. So, I mean, this planet is a little challenging.
So the body itself,
yeah,
is a pathway to being psychic? Like, when you say getting in, you mean getting into the body, feeling the body?
Yeah, absolutely. The body itself is. And the body itself is intelligent and has all this intuition and ability and all of this stuff built in. And one of the ways to make your abilities, any abilities, more real is to be able to bring them into your life and into your body. And if you can bring your abilities into your body and be able to happen that way, it's not about being perfect, you know, because you can also be a medium and decide to get out of the body, and you can do that consciously rather than unconsciously. But when you get in, and that is what a clairvoyant training does, at least the ones that I teach, students are learning how to get in and be able to really have more of themselves, because it's really about getting to know yourself better. You're the hardest person for any of us. We're the hardest one to get to know, really.
Well, I want to talk about that in a second. Before you get to that, do you think our kind of health crisis that we're going through, I was just talking earlier about how 60% of Americans over the age of 40 have one chronic disease, and 40% over the age of 60 have two chronic diseases. I mean, it seems like we're really not a very healthy culture. Do you think that has something to do with not being in the body or not feeling the body?
Yes, and I don't want to sound judgmental when I say that, because I don't think there's that everyone has exactly the same way of doing it. On the other hand, I think that there's so much pain and stress and anxiety and things that build up that make it acts kind of like a blanket between our spirits and our bodies. And we keep trying to solve it with our minds. We're like, wait, if I just think my way through this, it's going to get better. Now, to a certain degree, sure, that's extremely helpful, and it's important to be able to have, you know, some command over that. However, if you keep trying to do it that way, but you don't get in, like no communicating with the body or saying hello to the body, then your body's not going to do as well. And, you know, it's really interesting to me, Ben, is over the years, I've taught meditation for 23 years now, 24 actually. One of the things I learned how to do as a teacher was to say hello immediately, like tell students in the first, do I need to stop?
Yeah, you've got to take a break. I love what you're saying, and I wanted to bring that up. I want to bring that when we come back. All right, Chris. Chris Cahill's our guest. ChrisCahill.com. ChrisCahill.com. More with Chris on the Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Side. We're talking to Chris Cahill. Her website, chriscahill.com. That's K-R-I-S-C-A-H-I-L-L. Chris, before we went to break, you were talking about this idea of saying hello to the body, I believe you were going to say. And I wanted to touch on that because you mentioned something about getting in touch with yourself as a part of meditation, communicating with your inside, is how you put it. Is that kind of what you're talking about, getting in touch somehow with an inner part of yourself?
Yes, and hello is a clairvoyant tool. Hello is used as a psychic tool in healing, in clairvoyance, and also in meditation. It was profound to me when I became a new teacher, where I would just say something simple, like tell the students to say hello to their bodies. And some people were right there and they could have it. And I remember once in a class, one woman opened her eyes and she looked horrified. She said, I don't know how to do that. And I realized there was a point in my life I didn't know how to do that. Like, I just never thought of it. And it's such an amazing thing. Like, no matter what we say hello to, it's an acknowledgement. It's an awareness. Yeah. It's a consciousness.
It's a validation.
I mean, you know.
You're validating your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how it works as a clairvoyant, too, is saying hello to energy. Like, you're looking at it. You're reading it. You're looking at whatever the picture is, but you're saying hello to something. It's really about saying hello to the spirit of another person. That's where the magic happens. That's where the transformation happens, actually.
Namaste. That's what namaste is, saying hello to that part of another person. So now that you're talking about transformation, I love that blog piece. Talk to us a little bit about the idea of identity, what we identify as, and how our choice of identity can affect transformation.
Absolutely. As whatever we always have a picture, whether we're conscious of it or not, of how we see ourselves. You know, like that's identity. How do I see myself? I'm looking through a picture of my identity. Now, sometimes we're given those pictures. You know, other people say, well, this is who you are, and this is who you are. And, you know, to everybody else, there's someone different maybe, and that's okay. But when you start to do it for yourself and become clear about that identity piece, it actually changes. You're working your life through that. if you have an identity that's not conscious, if someone has a picture or an idea of their own identity that's maybe not validating or maybe not about health, you know, like they might not see themselves as capable of having health or capable of, you know, having a happy relationship or being healthy with money or something else. I mean, all of those things have a lot to do with then what can we create. And many times it's unconscious. If we have an invalidation in the identity or something maybe didn't work out, perhaps you have a, you know, somebody might be really unique and the people around them don't have that same idea of, well, that's how you can be, you know, an artist being born into a family of non-artists or, you know, a lawyer being born into a family of artists, which I've known both, where nobody there really gets it. You know, they're like, why do you want to do that? And there can be a whole funny picture that people get then about their own identities.
How does identity play into addiction?
Oh, I would say that it probably plays into it hugely, because the way that I see it as a psychic, the way that psychics look at identity and chakras and energy centers and abilities is it's based at the fourth chakra. Fourth chakra is heart chakra. You know, I love this. I love what I'm creating. I love myself. Or I also see myself as being capable of being whatever, you know, of having this. Somebody who could be handling an addiction of any kind might have a whole energy there that where they're not able to own their identity for themselves. I'm not making them a victim. I'm not saying that somebody, you know, it was all done to them, but they might not have found that yet. And I'm not trying to make them wrong either. I mean, it's just like a little delicate balance here to talk about it. It's their addiction can come through so many different ways. Or you might have grown up, if somebody grew up around people who were had very big addictive personalities, that could have been the identity that the group carried,
you know,
or the culture.
I don't know if you're familiar with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and 12-step.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it? One of their things is you identify.
Well, I've never gone to it, but I knew of it. Yeah.
Well, one of their things is that you identify as an alcoholic. What do you think about that?
Oh.
You say, I am an alcoholic. Right, you say I am, you know, whatever, and I am an alcoholic. That they make that part of your identity in an attempt or in an effort to get you to quit alcohol.
Yes. So then there's also on the one hand, because I've never gone and do it, but I have friends who have really benefited from it, and then others who that wasn't their way to do it. That wasn't their way to go about quitting that addiction or any addiction. So it just depends. I mean, I guess maybe that's a consciousness too. Someone saying, oh, I have this rather than I am. I mean, I kind of have saying that you are something. That's where I tend to get a little bit rebellious because Well, what if that's not the whole picture, but saying it as I have this might be a little different. I don't know. I don't want to correct Alcoholics Anonymous.
I know.
I work for so many people.
I always found it troubling when people say things like, I am sick, or I am a diabetic. You know, because that word that you put after the I am, which is an identifier, really has a lot of power over your life, how you think of yourself.
I agree.
I am sad. Yeah. I am depressed. All those. But then on the other hand, you don't want to necessarily be in denial.
No, you don't. But, it's funny because I grew up in a family on my father's side that had all the men had diabetes. And my father didn't get it till he was in his 50s, but I remember him being diagnosed at I was already an adult at that point. My parents had kids young. And he was diagnosed with diabetes, and his father had it much worse. He had been a lifelong, diabetic, had to give himself insulin every day. My father, I just remember him going into it and saying, okay, I am this now. And I used to argue with him and say, I didn't know anything yet. Yeah, I wasn't a psychic yet. I wasn't a healer. But I would just say, Dad, why don't you eat better? Like, why are you, not to make my dad wrong, but it was this whole energy of he just went into it. And that's what he believed. And I'm like, okay, well, I learned a lot from watching some of the adults around me when I was a kid. Why did you do that?
Along the same lines as identity, you have a really interesting article that you wrote about what I consider to be our most powerful resource, which is our attention. And that has a lot to do with identity as well. Talk a little bit about this idea of magic happens when you consciously direct your attention.
It absolutely does. Because where you put your attention point is where you're putting your energy. And where someone puts their energy is where they're creating. So that's actually one of the ways we talk about, in the meditation and clairvoyant classes I teach. If you are directing your attention back on yourself, you're able to actually bring more of your life force back to you rather than having it scattered. And as you well know, and so does everybody who's listening to this, we live in the kind of world where there are so many demands on our attention. Hmm. There's so much competition for that. Everybody wants a piece of us, and that's not, I mean, sometimes that's really fun. It's interesting. It's playful. But a lot of the times it's unconscious, too, because the demand is, I remember as a kid thinking, oh, yeah, when we have, like, more technology that's going to make life easier, then it'll be easier to have more space and time, except that the opposite has happened. So it really is important to take the time to put your attention back on yourself.
All right, Chris, last minute, one thing people can do who are listening if they want to upregulate or increase their psychic abilities, one thing.
I would say get a meditation practice going that you really like, not one that feels like a chore, and start saying hello to yourself and just start noticing and validating without trying to prove to anybody that your intuition is true. Like, I think a lot of people get stuck when they try to get other people signed up to what they're noticing. And if you just have it for yourself and start to validate it, it really changes your own experience of it.
And if people want to get a hold of you, you do psychic readings on online or by phone or Zoom, or how's that work?
I do them usually Zoom, Meet, phone, or I've also done recorded readings for some. I have clients in other countries. Sometimes they'll just send me questions. I'll do a reading and send them the recording. Or if somebody can't make it, they'll be like, just do a recording for me. But usually I meet people on Zoom, and it's so fun to see people face-to-face that way and do a reading.
And everything is at chriscahill.com?
It sure is. Also,
awesome.
My Substack, which you know about. So.
I love your Substack.
You can find all the links. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for subscribing to it. I really appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. And, Chris, thanks so much for being on the Bright Side. ChrisCahill.com. That's ChrisCahill.com. Chris, do you mind hanging on the line here so I can say goodbye to you off
air?
Sure.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Cahill. ChrisCahill.com. Great Substack, too, by the way. ChrisCahill.substack.com. And that is all the time we have for this evening on the Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.